Hello and welcome to Azure Data Science Practice Questions Part 4. In today's episode, we will discuss some questions about data science in Microsoft Azure. Part 4. 151. You must specify an appropriate mode for the dataset argument. Which two modes can you use? As_download. And as_mount. 152. You need to reference a Python class object from the SDK for the statement. Which class object should you use? A run represents a single trial of an experiment. Runs are used to monitor the asynchronous execution of a trial, log metrics and store output of the trial, and to analyze results and access artifacts generated by the trial. 153. You need to download the log files to a local folder for review. run.get_details. run.get_all_logs.destination=.runlogs. 154. You need to add code to start the experiment and run the script. run script_experiment.submit config script_config. 155. You use the following code to define the steps for a pipeline. After you define your steps, you build the pipeline by using some or all of those steps. pipeline1=pipeline_workspace=ws, steps=compare_models. pipeline_run1=experiment_ws, compare_models_exp. Submit pipeline 1. 156. You create an Azure Databricks workspace and a linked Azure Machine Learning workspace. A. By the following code, a resource group and Azure Machine Learning workspace will be created. ws=workspace.getName=myworkspace. subscription_it=Azure_subscription@, resource_group=MiraSourceGroup. No, the workspace.get method loads an existing workspace without using configuration files. B. An Azure Databricks experiment will be tracked only in the Azure Machine Learning workspace? Yes. Mulflow tracking with Azure Machine Learning lets you store the logged metrics and artifacts from your local runs into your Azure Machine Learning workspace. The get_mulflow_tracking_uri method assigns a unique tracking URI address to the workspace, WS, and set_tracking_uri points the Mulflow tracking URI to that address. C. The epoch loss metric is set to be tracked? Yes. In deep learning, epoch means the total dataset is passed forward and backward in a neural network once. 157. You must specify a value for the parallel run config compute_target setting of the pipeline step. AML. Compute. 158. Which datasets should you use to configure the data drift monitor? 1. Training dataset. Baseline dataset, usually the training dataset for a model. 2. Predictions dataset. Target dataset, usually model input data, is compared over time to your baseline dataset. This comparison means that your target dataset must have a timestamp column specified. The monitor will compare the baseline and target datasets. 159. You need to write code to define a script run config object for the experiment and pass the DS dataset as an argument. If you have structured data not yet registered as a dataset, create a tabular dataset and use it directly in your training script for your local or remote experiment. To load the tabular dataset to pandas data, frame df=dataset.to_pandas_dataframe. 160. You need to verify that the web service returns predictions in the expected JSON format when a valid REST request is submitted. Which compute resources should you use? 1. DS Workstation Notebook VM. An authenticated connection must not be required for testing. On a Microsoft Azure Virtual Machine, VM, including a Data Science Virtual Machine, DSVM, you create local user accounts while provisioning the VM. Users then authenticate to the VM by using these credentials. 2. Poo Compute Cluster. Image classification is well suited for GPU compute clusters. 161. You need to configure compute resources for model inferencing. Which compute type should you use? Azure Kubernetes Service. 162. You need to monitor the progress of the pipeline execution. What are two possible ways to achieve this goal? A batch inference job can take a long time to finish. This example monitors progress by using a Jupyter widget. You can also manage the job's progress by using Azure Machine Learning Studio. Console output from the pipeline run object. From Azure ML.widgets import run, Details. Run. Details pipeline underscore run. Show pipeline underscore run dot wait underscore for underscore completion show underscore output equals true. 163. You need to create the inferencing script for the parallel run step pipeline step. Which two functions should you include? Run mini underscore batch. Init. 164. You need to troubleshoot the deployment failure by determining the actions that were performed during deployment and identifying the specific action that failed. You can print out detailed Docker engine log messages from the service object. You can view the log for ACI, AKS, and local deployments. The following example demonstrates how to print the logs. If you already have the service object handy, print service.get underscore logs. 165. You need to invoke the deployed model using native SDK classes and methods. From azuremal.core.webservice import webservice, the following code shows how to use the SDK to update the model, environment, and entry script for a web service to Azure container instances. From azuremal.core import environment from azuremal.core.webservice import webservice from azuremal.core.model import model, inference config 2, predictions equals service.run input underscore JSON, example. The following code demonstrates sending data to the service. Import JSON test underscore sample equals JSON.dumps data. 166. You need to ensure that the correct version of PyTorch can be identified for the inferencing environment when the model is deployed. Register the model, specifying the model underscore framework and model underscore framework underscore version properties. 167. You must deploy the model as a real-time inference service for testing. Azure Container Instances, ACI, are suitable only for small models less than 1 GB in size. Use it for low-scale CPU-based workloads that require less than 48 GB of RAM. Note, Microsoft recommends using single-node Azure Kubernetes Service, AKS, clusters for dev test of larger models. 168. Which configuration setting should you specify in the parallel run config object for the parallel run step? Node underscore count is the number of nodes in the compute target used for running the parallel run step. 169. You deploy a real-time inference service for a trained model. Enable Azure Application Insights for the service endpoint and view log data in the Azure portal. 170. You need to write a script that uses the Azure Machine Learning SDK to deploy the model. The necessary modules have been imported. Axe, Compute Axe, web service. 171. You need to improve performance of the image classification web service with minimal downtime and minimal administrative effort. What should you advise the IT operations team to do? Increase the node count of the compute cluster where the web service is deployed. 172. You need to publish the inference pipeline as a web service. Which compute type should you use? Azure Kubernetes Service, AKS, can be used real-time inference. 173. You plan to deploy the model as a real-time web service. Applications must use key-based authentication to use the model. Web services deployed on AKS have key-based auth enabled by default. ACI deployed services have key-based auth disabled by default, but you can enable it by setting auth underscore enabled equals true when creating the ACI web service. The following is an example of creating an ACI. 174. You train and register a machine learning model. You plan to deploy the model as a real-time web service. Key-based authentication. Web services deployed on AKS have key-based auth enabled by default. ACI deployed services have key-based auth disabled by default, but you can enable it by setting auth underscore enabled equals true when creating the ACI web service. 175. You need to use the Python SDK in the notebook to determine the events that occurred during service deployment and initialization. The first step in debugging errors is to get your deployment logs. In Python, service.get underscore logs. 176. You need to ensure that every step in the pipeline is run, even if the parameters and contents of the source directory have not changed since the previous run. Set the regenerate underscore outputs property of the pipeline to true. Set the allow underscore reuse property of each step in the pipeline to false. 177. You are ready to deploy the model as a real-time web service. You deploy the model to an Azure Kubernetes Service, AKS, inference cluster, but the deployment fails because an error occurs when the service runs the entry script that is associated with the model deployment. You need to debug the error by iteratively modifying the code and reloading the service, without requiring a redeployment of the service for each code update. What should you do? Create an Azure Container Instances, ACI, web service deployment. Configuration and deploy the model on ACI. 178. You use Azure Machine Learning Designer to create a training pipeline for a regression model. You need to prepare the pipeline for deployment as an endpoint that generates predictions asynchronously for a dataset of input data values. Create a real-time inference pipeline from the training pipeline. 179. You need to register the new version of a model while keeping the current version of the model in the registry. What should you do? Register the model with the same name as the existing model. 180. You need to register the model and ensure that the models created by subsequent retraining experiments are registered only if their accuracy is higher than the currently registered model. What are two possible ways to achieve this goal? Specify the model framework version when registering the model, and only register subsequent models if this value is higher. Specify a tag named accuracy with the accuracy metric as a value when registering the model, and only register subsequent models if their accuracy is higher than the accuracy tag value of the currently registered model. 181. You must deploy the model as an Azure Machine Learning real-time web service using the model.deploy method in the Azure Machine Learning SDK. The deployed web service must return real-time predictions of fraud based on transaction data input. You need to create the script that is specified as the entry_script parameter for the inference config class used to deploy the model. What should the entry script do? Load the model and use it to predict labels from input data. 182. You need to create an entry script for the service that ensures that the model is loaded when the service starts and is used to score new data as it is received. Which functions should you include in the script? 1. Init. The entry script has only two required functions, init and run data. 2. Run. 183. You need to deploy the model as an Azure Machine Learning real-time web service endpoint on compute that can dynamically scale up and down to support demand. Which deployment compute option should you use? Azure Machine Learning Compute Instance. Azure Machine Learning Compute Cluster is a managed compute infrastructure that allows you to easily create a single or multi-node compute. 184. You create a real-time inference pipeline from the training pipeline. You observe that the schema for the generated web service input is based on the dataset and includes the label column that the model predicts. Client applications that use the service must not be required to submit this. Value. Add a select columns in dataset module to the inference pipeline after the dataset and use it to select all columns other than the label. 185. You must deploy the real-time inference pipeline as a web service. What must you do before you deploy the real-time inference pipeline? Create an Azure Machine Learning Compute Cluster. 186. You must use DB Cluster to run experiments from notebooks that you import into DB Workspace. You need to use ML Workspace to track MLflow metrics and artifacts generated by experiments running on DB Cluster. The solution must minimize. From DB Workspace, configure the Link Azure ML Workspace option. 187. You need to detect data drift between a baseline dataset and a subsequent target dataset by using the Data Drift Detector class. How should you complete the code segment? 1. Create underscore from underscore datasets. The create underscore from underscore datasets method creates a new data drift detector object from a baseline tabular dataset and a target time series dataset. 2. Backfill. The backfill method runs a backfill job over a given specified start and end date. 188. You must store additional metadata about the model in a key value format. You must be able to add new metadata and modify or delete metadata. After creation. Properties, azuremal.core.model.properties. Dictionary of key value properties for the model. These properties cannot be changed after registration, however new key value pairs can be. 189. You want to test the pipeline before deploying the script. You need to display the pipeline run details written to the stout output when the pipeline completes. Wait underscore for underscore completion, wait for the completion of this run. Returns the status object after the wait. 190. You want to understand how your model is making selections and must be sure that the model does not violate government regulations such as denying loans based on where an applicant lives. You need to determine the extent to which each feature in the customer data is influencing predictions. Use the interpretability package to generate an explainer for the model. 191. The run use the model interpretation support in Azure Machine Learning to generate and upload a model explanation. Business managers in your organization want to see the importance of the features in the model. From_run_id. From_run_id workspace, experiment_name, run_id, create the client with factory method given a run ID. Returns an instance of the explanation. Client. List_model_explanations. List_model_explanations returns a dictionary of metadata for all model explanations available. 193. You train a classification model by using a logistic regression algorithm. You must be able to explain the model's predictions by calculating the importance of each feature, both as an overall global relative importance value and as a measure of local importance for a specific set of predictions. You need to create an explainer that you can use to retrieve the required global and local feature importance values. Solution: create a mimic explainer. Instead, use permutation feature importance explainer, PFI. Note 1. Mimic explainer is based on the idea of training global surrogate models to mimic black box models. 194. You train a classification model by using a logistic regression algorithm. You must be able to explain the model's predictions by calculating the importance of each feature, both as an overall global relative importance value and as a measure of local importance for a specific set of predictions. You need to create an explainer that you can use to retrieve the required global and local feature importance values. Solution: create a tabular explainer. Instead, use permutation feature importance explainer, PFI. Note 1. Mimic explainer is based on the idea of training global surrogate models to mimic black box models. 195. You train a classification model by using a logistic regression algorithm. You must be able to explain the model's predictions by calculating the importance of each feature, both as an overall global relative importance value and as a measure of local importance for a specific set of predictions. You need to create an explainer that you can use to retrieve the required global and local feature importance values. Solution: create a fee explainer. Permutation feature importance explainer, PFI. Permutation feature importance is a technique used to explain classification and regression models. At 196. You are performing feature scaling by using the scikit-learn Python library for X.1, X2, and X3 features. Original and scaled data is shown in the following image. Standard scaler. The standard scaler assumes your data is normally distributed within each feature and will scale them such that the distribution is now centered around 0, with a standard deviation of 1. Min-max scaler. Notice that the skewness of the distribution is maintained, but the three distributions are brought into the same scale so that they overlap. Normalizer. 197. Estimated values in one set of data may be more than or less than reference values in the other set of data. You must produce a distribution that has a constant. Type I error is a function of the correlation. You need to produce the distribution. Which type of distribution should you produce? Paired t-test with a two-tail option. 198. Several independent variables are highly correlated. You need to select appropriate methods for conducting effective feature engineering on all the data. Which three actions should you perform in sequence? Step 1. Use the filter-based feature selection module. Filter-based feature selection identifies the features in a dataset with the greatest predictive power. The module outputs a dataset that contains the best feature columns, as ranked by predictive power. It also outputs the names of the features and their scores from the selected metric. Step 2. Build a counting transform. A counting transform creates a transformation that turns count tables into features, so that you can apply the transformation to multiple datasets. Step 3. Test the hypothesis using t-test. 199. You must add a feature name, city name, and populate the column value with the text London. You need to add the new feature to the dataset. Which Azure Machine Learning Studio module should you use? Edit metadata. Typical metadata changes might include marking columns as features. This episode of Data Science was brought to you by our sponsor. Thank you for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's show, next part, we'll continue with more questions and answers. You've reached the end of another episode of Data Science.